Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. Winners do quit. There is this belief that quitting is for weak people or losers, or that quitting will never get you what you want. But there is a different level of quitting that winners, like the real winners, the ones that go out and achieve great things in life and the ones that are truly happy in life, know all about. This group of people, myself included, know that it is okay to quit a task, a job, a career, a relationship, a friendship, a business deal, heck, when needed, your family. Sometimes quitting something or someone is the best gift you can give your future self. When you quit something or someone for the right reasons, it is the best thing anyone can do. If quitting means putting your emotional or physical health first, do it. Do it and do not let anyone try and convince you that in doing so, you are a bad person, because you are not. You are to be a good person to yourself first. You are to love yourself first. I believe that continuing something just because you don't want to be looked at or feel like a loser is insanity, especially when that thing or someone is bringing you severe physical or emotional pain. Not to get it twisted here, there are some physical sports where pain is absolutely necessary in order to achieve the next level of greatness. But the one area where most suffer is mental pain and mental suffering. There is never a reason why the pain is or should be warranted, ever. The crazy part of it all is that often we bring this mental pain to ourselves by doing certain things or not quitting certain things, people, or habits. And we do this because we have been conditioned to think that quitting is an act of evil. Guess what? It is far from the truth. When is it okay to quit? In my opinion, when something or someone is no longer serving your greater purpose in life, and by this I mean your inner peace, when something or someone is bringing you more dissatisfaction than joy, when something or someone is not moving you forward and is in fact holding you down or pushing you back, when something or someone is not helping you grow as a person, when something or someone is setting you back deliberately, when something or someone is killing you slowly, literally. I keep saying something or someone because I want to drive the distinction of an action or habit that you might be doing on your own versus the actions that are being done by someone else onto you. Quitting sometimes is absolutely necessary at times, and it is okay to do so. You are not a loser for doing so. You are not holding yourself back for doing so. You are not less worthy for doing so. In fact, you are incredibly smart for recognizing that it is time to quit because it is no longer serving its purpose for you, or it is hindering the ability of you getting what you want, simply getting in the way, distracting you. It takes more brains and courage to recognize when something or someone must be quit than to continue to live with something or someone that is holding you back in life. It takes more courage to say no more than to simply continue to take it, to endure it, especially when it is against someone, society, family, cultural norms, or the hardest ones of all, your significant other or your parents. But in the end, if quitting is what is needed for you, for your happiness, for your sanity, for your attainment of growth, then quitting you must. And doing so makes you a winner because you actually went after what is holding you back and did something about it. You finally chose you, and it's about time you did. Winners do quit. They quit all the time. They pivot all the time. They don't marry an idea simply because they started on a particular journey or because they have already committed incredible amounts of time, resources, or capital, as all these are all sunk resources, meaning they can never be brought back once spent. Not money, and especially not time. Winners know this. Winners live by this idea that sometimes quitting is not quitting at all towards the end goal of what they truly want to accomplish, because quitting sometimes, especially particular things or people, is in reality driving them closer to what they do want. Sometimes taking a step back is a prerequisite in order to be able to take not just two steps forward, but hundreds and thousands of steps forward. Think hard. Analyze clearly what it is that you want, and then ask yourself, is everything that I am currently doing truly helping me get it? Is my environment and the people in it aligned with what I truly desire from life? Are the people in my life helping me get it? And perhaps not necessarily helping you get it, but at least not stopping you from getting it. be completely honest with yourself on this. And if you truly want a particular outcome in life or something, be smart and courageous enough to quit. Become a real winner by quitting what no longer serves you. It is time you put yourself first. The rest will always follow. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.